march started with a rally at California Plaza, then snaked its way through the skyscrapers and food plazas of the financial heart of L.A. The marchers stopped at the intersection of 7th and Figueroa Streets in front of both a Bank of America branch and Chase Bank office in the Ernst & Young Plaza. The marchers were young and old, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, students, grandparents, homeowners, young families, all upset with the irresponsibility of financial organizations. Barbara Gustafson joined the protest after she saw a lack of cooperation from banks in renegotiating her mortgage.
It's game playing, and you know, you don't get the same person to talk to, and they don't want to work with you because it behooves them to foreclose. I am not an activist by nature. I've been forced to do this because when right shows up to be too right, you can't ignore it.
A police spokesman estimated that 1,000 turned up for the protest, which mirrors the Occupy LA protest of the last week. James McDade works in the finance services industry, but supports the protesters.
It's democracy at work. People have the right to express their opposition to ideas, and I think it's great.
The march was a coalition of groups including ACCE, SEIU, various faith-based groups, and others. Melissa Runnels, Annenberg Radio News.